Greetings to all, whether it's morning, evening, or early morning. This is the ATRT2 call of March 28th. First order of business for us, we have the proposed agenda up on the screen. At this point, I'd like to ask, are there any suggested modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll adopt the agenda as proposed. We have five items. The first is a review and approval of questions for public comment. At our meeting in Los Angeles, we discussed our desire to put questions out for public comment at this point in time to get feedback from the community for the primary purpose of issue identification and work streams that the ATRT2 will undertake. With that in mind, we have a draft of proposed questions that would form the public comment request for public comments that were put forward by Larry, and we have a document of follow-on questions from Carlos. Viewing those two as effectively companion pieces at this point in time, one way I'd like to open up the dialogue is to ask, does anybody have any concerns or problems with any specific questions that either Larry or Carlos have put forward? Open table.
Hello, Mr. Murray.
Yes, Mr. Zhang.
I'd like to speak some of the words. At first, I would like to thank Larry for drafting the paper. But the question was very structured. My suggestion is that question of public comments should be translated into the UN official language. The version of six UN language should be published in maybe later. This is my suggestion.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Zhang. And yes, thanks actually both to Larry and Carlos at the outset for doing the work and putting the suggested questions together. Alice, we did have a practice of translating documents. Can you tell me what the present practice is and what the language is we would use for translation?
The present practice is to have the documents in the five UN languages. So we would have it translated into Arabic, Spanish, French, Russian, and Chinese.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question satisfactorily, Mr. Zhang?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. That's an important point. We need to keep that top of mind for all the work that we do in terms of being multilingual in our outreach and in our output. I haven't heard any questions about any of the specific questions.
You've got several hands up.
Yes, three people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. There we are. Alan, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any concerns about the questions per se, but I'm wondering how many people are actually going to answer such an extensive and detailed set of questions? And I'm a little worried that the size of them will dissuade some people who might have been inclined to say things to us from not following suit.
Well, I don't think anybody's required to answer all of them. They can choose and they can pick and choose what they want to address. And we could make that clear, I think, in the request.
Yeah, I think that may be worthwhile. Obviously, anyone can choose to do what they want, but it may be a bit intimidating to see that long list of questions. And, you know, they're not one-liner questions. They're things that require thought. So I think we may need to frame it properly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. David.
Hi. So in reading the questions, I note that they start off as being sort of a binary, and I have some suspicion that no one will be able to answer those questions in a binary yes or no. I think it might be more effective to, you know, say, you know, something like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, not implemented at all, 10 being fully implemented, how would you rate the implementation of you know, whichever aspect of, you know, the questions are applicable. I also was wondering if it would make sense to sort of restructure the questions to include the cross-cutting issues for each of the questions. Yeah, so, for example, if in the first question has the recommendations of ATRT 1 been fully implemented, if so, what metrics would you use to judge that implementation? What mechanisms do you believe there should be for continual improvement of those of the implementation of those recommendations, that sort of thing?
David, can you just elaborate on the cross-cutting? You made a reference to cross-cutting. Can I be clear about what you meant by that?
Right. I guess after you had left the meeting in Los Angeles, we had discussed how some of the issues are, you know, cut across all of the various aspects of the reviews that were being done. So, for example, metrics are, you know, for each of the various aspects that are being reviewed, you probably need metrics to enable you to measure, you know, whether or not something has been implemented. So it's not just, you know, what are the metrics that you use to measure, but for this particular aspect of the review, what metrics would you propose? And the same for continual improvement. There were a number of others. I don't recall offhand the full list.
Thank you for that.
So, I mean, we did ask a general question about metrics number 14 that would let people, otherwise you're asking people to give you metrics on every one of these. I think that may be more burden than people can stand. And on the continual improvement, I think that's mentioned where it's specifically I included in one of the subparagraphs. So if you look at question 10, it picks up the continually assessing improvement because that's part of subparagraph C. But that language actually isn't in all of the subparagraphs, but we did try to capture it where it was in the paragraph.
David, does that question get to the heart of the metrics suggestion that you had, or is your suggestion beyond that or different from it?
Well, I appreciate the concern of providing an overwhelming set of questions for public comment, and I sort of agree with Alan's initial comment that, you know, looking at this, I would actually be a bit dissuaded from actually participating in a public comment just as it exists now, you know, providing specific examples for each of the questions. So that I think there is a sort of a overriding issue of just the amount of information that we're requesting on the public comments. My interest in you know, sort of divining the metrics is you know, sort of fundamentally, I believe that in order to measure improvement, you need to actually have something that you can measure against. And I guess my thought was just to try to incorporate those metrics throughout all of the various things that we're looking at.
Just an observation, and it's a discussion point that we had in Los Angeles, which is the fact that ATRT1 did not to a large degree propose specific metrics other than some, in some cases, specific deadlines for certain recommendations. So with that being the background, asking the community how they would measure could certainly be informative in terms of providing us what across the community respondents think are appropriate metrics. But getting to that place you just mentioned, which is the delta between how they performed and how they should have performed, I'm not sure how we could capture that effectively given what the ATRT1's recommendations were. Any thoughts there, David? And how we could shape a question to address that?
I might have some ideas. I'll propose it in an email so as to not, you know, hold up the subsequent discussion.
Great. Avery.
Yeah. Thank you. So, Avery, I have two comments. One of them on the format of all this. I think if you look at most of the questions, the first one, as somebody already indicated, does lend itself very much to a on a scale of 1 to 10, with follow-up questions that can indeed be optional. I know that last time when, you know, I was part of a constituency filling out what was also a very long questionnaire, you know, we put a lot of time into it, and we did answer most all of the questions, assigning them out. Now, in the intervening years, I can have got a lot of experience in terms of putting these things on the web, doing it in such a way that you have, first of all, a 1 through 10 choice, and you have the option of filling in spaces, that you can stop and start doing the questionnaire as opposed to you get it all done in once or not. So ICANN has already gotten really quite good at doing these, and I believe doing them in multiple languages. So I think if we look to leverage on top of that, we can actually do something that's very hard. And let people know up front, listen, you don't have to answer them all. You don't have to fill in every space. But, you know, say what you've got to say. And here's the opportunity to say as much or as little. If you just want to do the 1 through 10 without explaining, and some people might, that's okay because that gives us a measure. Giving reasons is better. But leaving it up to people how much they do, but gives them the opportunity to do a lot. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I also submitted an extra question, which on the list, which I have cut and paste into the chat. I've reworded it slightly, that I'd also like to have considered as one of the list of questions that we ask. Thanks.
Okay, and on that note, Avery, we have your question, and we also have Carlos's questions, too, which are not currently on the screen. And we're considering all of those in this discussion. Alan, you're back up.
Thank you. If we do go the way Avery is suggesting and do it online, please, can we also present, on a web page or something, the whole list of questions? It's really difficult when you go into this and it's, you know, it starts going on forever, and maybe you'll get what percentage of the way are you through? People should be able to scan the whole thing before they start the process. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the queue? So what I'm hearing is that we should qualify the document to make it clear that people don't have to answer every question, that if they only want to answer select questions, that is encouraged, that any feedback is welcome, that we need to structure the document as best we can so that it is easily digestible, if you will, from the reader's perspective. And I have heard no, I had one thought, and I want to flip over to Carlos's questions. It's a minor edit, but I think it's things we should think about in terms of how the types of responses we want to elicit. And in Carlos's document, it was toward the end, pardon me, just give me a moment to get there. One of your questions, Carlos, on the second page, the bottom third, do you embrace the decisions of the board after an initial internal review of it in your community and or working group? Just one thought struck me that maybe the question, how do you embrace the decisions of the board, would also be a useful construction of a sentence in order to get feedback from the community that would be very informative. So I think at this point we just need, unless there's any objection, to
Sir,
combine
Brian,
these documents. Yes, please.
Brian, this is Jørgen Abilandersen speaking from Denmark, from a
yes,
remote island in the middle of the night, in the middle of the Great Belt. I came in late, but I've been listening very carefully to the discussion so far, and I can support everything what has been said. I just have one question, and that is, do we consider government as part of the ICANN community, or do we foresee that we will deal in a special way with governments and learn their views about how things have been moving since ATRC 1?
Well, a baseline answer is when we put out questions for public comment, they're open to the public writ large, all stakeholders of the community. Heather on the phone? Or Larry, if either of you two had a specific view on this question?
I have a specific view myself. I'm not sure that this is sufficient for governments. I'm not sure whether we can be completely sure that those government representatives which we want to get in touch with will be reading this consultation document. We heard Fadi at our meeting in Los Angeles stress that there was a gap between those participating in GAC work and ministers. So I think that we should consider, but that might be under another agenda item, if we can do something special to get hold of the views of governments. That would be my view. I don't know whether there are other government representatives in our group who has views on this. Carlos, Larry?
Well, I think it's important to understand that this is by no means not the only consultation that we should do as a committee. So, for example, ATRT1 spent a lot of time talking directly to the GAC and its members, as well as to the board and its members on these issues. And I would think that given the fact that the GAC board relationship makes up one of the four subparagraphs in paragraph 9 of the affirmation, it would behoove this group to consider doing the same this time. So I don't think anybody expects that these questions are intended to be the primary or only source of information to us, but at the same time, it's just as important that we do this kind of reach out to the entire community to gather and to invite their input. So I think if we think of it in terms of one piece of a larger set of consultations we have to perform, we ought to be able to proceed with something along these lines and then make sure we are doing the more face-to-face consultation with key groups like the GAC through the process.
I agree.
This is Fiona. Just a data point, because I don't think Heather's on the phone. For the GAC agenda for Beijing, she actually has scheduled some time for the GAC members of the review team, for the government members of the review team to meet with the GAC. So.
Very good. Carlos, I saw your hand up.
Hello?
Carlos, is your hand up? Yes.
Okay, it's very awkward to have two different devices for the same action here. Okay, but maybe one day we can just have it in one. Let me lower the... Okay, here. My comments is just some comments to Larry's questionnaire, which is fine, and I want to summarize two, three things. I see three big groups in Larry's paper, and I think if we organize it around these three groups, it doesn't look as long or as impressive because people can choose right away to go to one of the three chapters. I think the first set of questions is related to the interaction between the different review teams. And then when we go to 9.1, I have a preference for separating it also in two groups. A and B are related to formal bodies, and the questions are straightforward, and a lot of people, particularly governments, can jump immediately to that section. And then we have the third group of questions, which are related to 9.1, C, D, and E. And my comments are based that in the list out of Los Angeles, and again in the questions by Larry, I think that the questions of these last three points are rather weak. If I go to the Excel chart that we produced or that was produced in this brainstorm, I see only two questions related to D&E. Those are 15 and 17, and we even said those are not very important. And when I get to Larry's questionnaire, I think he deals pretty well with the acceptance by the community. But I think that the questions related to C and E are, again, very weak. And I get a feeling that, that we haven't dealt enough with how to analyze these three questions that are pretty much related with the multi-stakeholder bottom-up policy development process. And relating to David Conrad's early comments, I think this is pretty hard to measure also, because if somebody puts up something and thinks he doesn't get heard, and he sees no reaction and he sees no comments either positive or negative to his proposal, no evaluation by staff if that's positive or negative, then he in the end he won't embrace any decision. I mean, they're pretty much related in this process. And although I agree this is a first questionnaire and we can easily put it together, I mean, add some of my comments to Larry's excellent questionnaire, I want to signal that I see a particular weakness in the last three segments of 9.1. I see it again and again. And this should be, I think we should spend more time or get more input before letting this thing out to the big community. Because if we have no clear message that we are here to try to listen to everybody, it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy that nobody will answer. Thank you very much.
Hello?
It's Alan. I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Sorry, folks. Carlos, it's a very important question you raise. I think Larry's response to Juergen's point is a partial answer to your last point. That is, this is going to be part of a series of touch points with the community by this review team. We'll do it in a very structured way. We will do it in Durban, and we will do it beyond. And different from ATRT1, this team is already talking about potentially going to the IGF as part of reaching out further to the community. I do think it's important at this point in the process, as we organize our work and organize and select the issues that we want to turn into structured work streams, that we get some feedback from the community, whether it's robust or just partial. It helps us. We need our work to be informed not just by the team's view and interpretation of the AOC, but also from community feedback. So I think that's the goal here. Any other points of discussion on this?
Brian, Jan speaking again. Could I just add one view on top of what I said before? I think the answer from Larry is very good. I think the questionnaire is excellent. I appreciate Carl's views as well. Could I propose that we leave it like this and maybe put a very short agenda item on for our meeting on Beijing on how to move forward? I agree with what you said about IGF, but maybe there are other things which we should address. Could we add an item on the agenda for Beijing?
And the item would be outreach or something of that nature?
Yes, outreach. Supplementary activities on top of this questionnaire.
Okay. Point taken. Thank you, Jürgen.
Hi.
Yes, please.
Yes, Mr. Chang speaking. But I'd rather like to see some about thanks for Carlos and Faina for further you're working on the action item after the Sanditas meeting. But I still know, I recall some of you, team's member, also mentioned about the non-com transparency or non-com evaluation model. I suggest that non-com issues should be included as one action item, but we are like to make some proposal. Thanks.
So non-com issues explicitly worked into the questionnaire? Was that the suggestion, Mr. Zhang?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Olivier.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's Olivier for the transcript record. I agree with the questionnaire. I think it's really well put together, perhaps bringing the other questions in, integrating the other questions in would be good. I know that Larry has mentioned that one does not need to answer all of the questions because, yes, it indeed seems to be a bit heavy. It is 7 pages in length. Perhaps having subheadings, the review team subheading for all the you know, who is RT, et cetera, then a subheading for board, a subheading for GAC, just give a better formatting to the document to make it less scary to start with, and make it very obvious right at the beginning to say you don't need to answer all the questions. If you just want to concentrate on one section or on some questions, you're free to do so. That will probably get a higher return rate. If we just distribute the document like that, the questionnaire like that, I really don't think we'll get that many answers.
Thank you. Sounds like an excellent suggestion, Olivier. Any other suggestions on the questionnaire for public comments? I'd like to draw this to a close. Okay, all we need is a volunteer or two. Yes, please.
It's Alan.
Alan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted to reiterate what was said a little earlier, that the last questions in the AOC, that, and particularly the policy development process, I understand we could ask it in a later questionnaire, and I'm negligent in that I didn't propose any questions on that one. But I think we need to hit it at least a little bit in this questionnaire. And I'm willing to put together something quickly if that helps the situation. But I really don't think we can ignore it. The ATRT1 didn't really focus on that issue at all, and I think we have to touch on it at the beginning to show that we are interested in that issue.
Thank you, Alan. Effectively, what I'm seeing shape up is Larry's questions are formatted in some way as umbrella questions, asking about specific sections of the affirmation and the reviews that were undertaken. Carlos's list adds some specificity. Alan's suggestion, Mr. Zhang's suggestion, adds some specificity about particular items within a given paragraph or provision in 9.1. We need to strike a good balance here so that we're asking for the broadest possible input, and where we add specificity, that we are not inadvertently getting the community to focus on particular items and not get the broadest possible feedback. That's my assessment. What I think we need now, unless there are any other substantive suggestions, is someone to hold the pen, to take the combined documents along with Avery's question, so Larry's, Carlos, and Avery's. I think Olivier's very good suggestion about organizing with headings and subheadings, perhaps, to make it less scary, and someone who can take this document to the finish line. Do we have a volunteer or a victim? Do we have a vice chair, volunteer, or a victim who I could assist?
It's Alan. I would normally volunteer, but I'm right now trying to clean up a whole bunch of other responsibilities I have so I can devote more time to ATRT2. So in the next couple of weeks are really not good.
Well, okay, then the chair
I'll certainly work with you on it, though.
The chair will take on that task and recirculate that shortly to the team. To close out this item, the discussion in Los Angeles was that we recognized the suboptimal nature of putting out a request for public comments shortly before an ICANN meeting, and that's not a held practice, but felt it was important, again, to get feedback from the community at the earliest possible moment. Is that still the sentiment of the team? Is there any question there? Should we just move forward with this?
This is Denise.
Yes.
Hi. Another option the team may want to consider is putting the questions on the session page for the ATRT public session, articulating how you'd like to use the public session time, the key questions you'd like the community to engage with you on, list them, and then also send emails directly to all the constituency stakeholder groups, advisory committees, and councils, as well as the board, detail the questions that you'd like to engage with the community on. I think that would afford you an opportunity to give people advance notice about the issues and questions you'd like to address without violating the comment forum standards. And then, of course, you can still post these on the public comment forum right after the Beijing meeting and continue to encourage people to engage on these questions. But just another potential option, rational way of handling.
Yeah, thank you for that, Denise. That's a good suggestion. Question, again, just remind me, on the public comment, for a comment period followed on by a reply comment period, that's 20 days and 20 days is the norm right now for a total of 40?
21 and 21 is the minimum.
So 21 and 21, so minimum of 42 days. Okay. Any reaction to Denise's? Yeah, go ahead.
And then just one sort of sub-rule, I don't know if we call it a rule, Alan, maybe a practice, but Aubrey would know this. The GNSO has a long-standing request that the forums are not open during ICANN meetings where the community is really busy. But just an FYI.
I certainly think it makes sense to publish the questions in final form, as you suggested, on our website to the ACs and SOs for the purpose of drawing people to the public session that we'll have and giving them advance notice of the types of input we're looking for at the public session. Makes complete sense to me. With respect to putting it out for public comment prior to Beijing, that was the consensus coming out of LA. Any discussion on that point?
Got two hands up.
I don't see them.
You got Olivier and Alan.
Okay, Olivier, please.
Thank you, Brian. It's Olivier for the transcript. The suggestion was to open it before Beijing and then let it run throughout Beijing and effectively have a blackout period. So that would not, the Beijing time would not count as part of the 21-day initial comment period. The issue of commenting is always very touchy due to the fact that some part of the community do need to reach consensus before sending in consolidated documents and comments. And as we all well know, an ICANN meeting is not conducive to commenting on top of all the other activities that take place. So that's it. I totally support the view, though, opening it as soon as possible and then closing it after Beijing. I think maybe 21 days after Beijing would be good. And that's for the initial comment period. And then, of course, we'll need a second comment, the reply comment period for another 21 days.
Thank you, Olivier. And Denise, any reason why we wouldn't be able to extend the first comment period in the manner suggested by Olivier?
Oh, no, you have full flexibility in keeping your comment periods open.
Okay, thank you. Alan, I saw your hand up.
Yeah, no, Olivier said most of it. It's not only the GNSO, but the ALAC and other groups who have made that comment. And the real issue is having the days of the meeting and near and just before and after the meeting, which are travel days, count against the count. If we can get the questions ready in time to post them before Beijing, so much the better, I think.
Okay. So to sum up, we finalize the questions, circulate them to the team. When in final form, they get posted to the website They get sent by email to the ACs and SOs, all interested community stakeholders, in advance of Beijing, and they also get posted for public comment prior to and through the Beijing meeting, and with 21 days after the end of the Beijing meeting being the close of the comment period, to be followed by a reply comment period. Everyone comfortable with that approach? I can't see nodding heads, but I hear silence, so I take that as assent. Okay, let's close up that item. I'll take the pen and get back to you shortly with that revision of the questions for public comment. Thank you all. And also, please do give me a prompt. The hands up seem to be popping up in a delayed fashion on my machine. It might be my connectivity, but don't hesitate to prompt me going forward.
Okay, well, you had 3 green checks on that one. So it wasn't
good.
Just silence. You had people checking green.
And they just showed up.
Okay, they're gone now.
Thank you. Okay. All right, let's move to the next agenda item, please. Which was, can you throw the agenda up? I think it was the issues. So correct me if I'm wrong, Alice, it was the issues document coming out of LA with the color coding?
Yep, it's up on the screen now. It says review and vote on initial list of issues for review.
Okay. Okay, so 2 points before we open the discussion. We do have the document of issues. It's now on the screen that was color-coded coming out of the LA discussion, and the purpose of this document was to identify issues that the ATRT2 felt it may want to select to create unique work streams that may result in recommendations. Just prior to the call, I sent out a work stream document. Could you put that up on the screen for a moment, please, Alice, and then we'll get back to the list. So I offered this document, which is ATRT Work Stream Organizer, strictly for that purpose, to help organize our thinking around work streams and workload. This is not a suggestion in any way in stone as to what we should do. But what's clear from the AOC is that this review team will address uniquely the implementation by ICANN of ATRT1's recommendations, same with respect to Security, Stability, and Resiliency review team, and same with respect to the Who Is review team. Under Workstream 4, this language is pulled directly from the AOC, 9.1 at the end, that calls on the follow-on review teams, that's us, to consider the extent to which assessments and actions undertaken by ICANN have been successful in ensuring that ICANN is acting transparently, is accountable for its decision-making, and acts in the public interest. I want to go back to the list so we can have a full and open discussion, but I want to note here that having an appreciation for the workload on ATRT1 in putting together the recommendations that it did under 9.1A through E, that the work up on the screen, Workstream 1, 2, and 3, is itself a considerable amount of work. Workstream 4, which is unique to this review team as opposed to ATRT1, is a separate set of work stream. And then as we walk through the issues list, that we think not only about prioritizing which issues really require focused work and recommendations from this group, but also think about the workload itself, how issues may tie into these 4 work streams, which are baseline work streams for us, and see if we can come to consensus tonight on what additional specific work streams we may create and take on, and then make assignments or initial assignments of volunteers. Is everyone comfortable with the organizer, if you will? Shall we move to the list? Okay, I see a green check. Let's move back to the list then.
You have Carlos's hand up. I had it up before we took it down, and it's back now.
Thank you. Carlos. You may be on mute, Carlos.
Okay, I think I'm on now. Is it right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Going through the list, I don't agree on the tricolors. I think I sent an email on that, and I discussed it with Fiona Asonga a few days ago. The items repeat themselves in yellow and in white, and I think they're not organized well. I think we should organize them along 9.1. And I come to a totally different grouping. It's the same grouping that we have in Larry's questions, as a matter of fact. We have three groups: things related to the other review teams, questions related to board and GAC, and then questions related about the policy development process. So I don't know how, if it's still, we are working on the tricolors or not, but I don't feel comfortable with the tricolors. Thank you.
I put my hand up. This is Aubrey.
Sorry, I'm on mute. Go ahead, Aubrey.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think the colors were done just to give us a quick, you know, what were we doing when we were trying to do something quickly at the end. I think that the spread that Carlos put out was really quite good and organized it quite nicely. I'm wondering if we have that, because I think that was, I agree with him. Thanks.
Thank you. So what I'm hearing is that a number of the items on the list actually do map back to Larry's questions and would map back to the review for the ATRT1 SSR and who is in some form or fashion. I guess a question now would be, are there any issues on this list that people that do not somehow map back to those discrete reviews that people feel are of such importance or priority that this team should create a unique work stream to focus on that issue? Demi.
Just this short comment. I remember David Conrad and myself have suggested something about the dealing with IP numbers in as one of the issues. I don't see this in the list. I suppose it was in the first version.
You're quite right, Demi. That was a point of discussion, and
it's actually down at the bottom.
Line 20. IP address policy development
okay.
And implementation.
Thank you.
There you are.
It's in the bottom, yeah.
Yeah. So the question is on the table. Is there any particular issue or issues that anybody feels is of such importance or priority that a discrete work stream should be created to address it?
I have a question. Jørgen Abild Andersen from Denmark speaking.
Yes, sir.
I sent out a couple of days ago an email with two items which are of particular interest from my perspective. Legitimacy and accountability of GAC operations. My question to you is, this grouping proposed by Carlos and supported by AFRI, would that cover my proposals for explicitly doing work on these two particular items?
Let me offer a suggested response, and others please jump in. Let me give you an example, Jürgen. The team has already, some members of the team have already identified the fact that in ATRT1's recommendations, there was not specific focus put on the PDP process, for example. The team from this review that will review implementation of ATRT1's recommendations, in addition to that, as they're reviewing the recommendations of ATRT1 and examining A through E, could themselves focus on the PDP process and offer new recommendations with respect to that. So to your point on the workings of the GAC, there was a very robust set of recommendations on the relationship between the GAC and the board and the effectiveness of the GAC, which would have to stand a review as to ICANN's implementation of those recommendations, but which could also be focused on through a slightly different lens and produce new recommendations. I believe that's a way we could proceed. Could I hear from the rest of the team? Alan?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to answer your question. I was going back to the original one of what's missing, and Demi mentioned address policy development implementation. I thought we had in that list the corresponding one of you know, GTL, of name address, of name policy development and implementation, but I don't see it there now. Either I'm blind or I imagine that it was there, but I'm sure it was one of the issues we talked about in Los Angeles, because it's, you know, it's the missing item that wasn't referred to much during the ATRT 1. I think the policy development, be it address or names, is one of the streams we must be looking at.
Thank you, Alan. So PDP with respect to names, or policy development with respect to names?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Denise?
Yeah, so we mentioned it in LA, and it. I think it's part of probably action item number 2 on metrics and success criteria, but the, you know, stepping back and looking at broadly at what it means for an organization such as ICANN to be transparent and accountable, and what the international best practices are and what the benchmarks are for accountability and transparency. I think that, you know, is a companion to what you've mentioned on metrics, but it really goes a few steps further and could be very useful for the organization.
Thank you for that. So can we add both Alan's and Denise's suggested items to the list, if not in real time, certainly after the call? Can I get back to the question on the table, the suggested way forward in terms of working some of these issues on the list into the structured work streams of review in the organizing document? Is everyone comfortable with that approach? Does that make sense? Should we take a different approach? Carlos. Can't hear you, Carlos. Carlos, still can't hear you if you're talking. Okay.
Hold
Are you there?
A second.
Okay, Carlos, I'm going to continue until you join us. One other suggestion to the group is in ATRT 1, in addition to the specific recommendations mapped to 9.1 and A through E paragraphs, we did engage the Berkman Center and charge them to take on 3 specific case studies. I think we need to have a separate conversation in Beijing about whether or not we need to do that, whether or not we need to engage an independent expert to take on some form of work for this review team. But that being said, I think, and it's just my opinion, some of the issues on this list could be treated as case studies under the umbrella of Workstream 1, 2, 3, or 4 as well. And instead of creating a specific Workstream 5, 6, 7, or 8, any of those issues could be taken up and treated as a case study that then becomes an appendix or an integral part of the recommendation itself. So I'd like to get some specific feedback as to whether there are new work streams that need to be created, because I would like to get some form of structure here and then get some volunteer hands raised to start organizing specific work streams. Carlos, was that you breaking in?
Got his hand up again.
Apologies, Carlos. We still can't hear you on this end. Aubrey, do you want to...
Hello?
Yeah, there you
are. There you are.
Okay. Just one comment to your work streams. I fully agree with four work streams as long as we don't spend more than 50% of the resources in 1, 2, and 3 and not less than 50% of the resources in work stream 4, because I think work stream 4 is the new review. That was the comment I wanted to make. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos. Aubrey.
Yeah, hi. I think your approach is good, and I think each of the work teams can actually decide at that point, as you said, what is as a case study, and I think it would be great to have case studies. And then they can also decide and make recommendations on what needs to be done externally or what, as opposed to us needing to take that up as a prior decision. Let's wait on that decision until we've got the work streams looking at them and starting to figure out how it is that they want to tackle it. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. Alan, I saw your hand up.
No, that was just supporting Carlos's comment that all of the work should not, the vast majority of work should not be in reviewing the other review teams, but also looking at substantive issues separately. Thank you.
Okay. So,
hey, Brian, can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, because I'm not on the Adobe, so I don't have any ability to raise my hand.
Yeah.
But
then please just jump in.
On your work stream, on your page, on work stream 2, you have for ATRT 1 reviewing the implementation of ATRT 1 recommendations plus any new recommendations. That's clearly within our charter. Work stream 2 on security, stability, and resiliency, we review the implementation of that team, and then you have plus any new recommendations. Is that a typo, or what do you mean by that? Because we're not supposed to become another security, stability, and resiliency review team here. There will be another one of those teams created to come up with new recommendations. So while we have the mandate under ATRT to look at the subparagraphs of paragraph 9 and come up with new recommendations, I don't see our mandate extending that far to the other two review teams at all, because those teams are going to be reconstituted at the appropriate time and do that work for their second iteration.
You are correct. That was a typo in haste. Strike that last phrase.
So I think there's a fundamental difference in the group that looks at ATRT recommendations clearly has a mandate to go beyond that and come up with a new set of recommendations under paragraph 9, but the other two reviews of the security team and the WHOIS team, it's a much more limited look in my view, and I think that's borne out by the language of the AOC.
Yeah, that's correct. Thanks for that catch, Larry. Alan?
Thank you. I think in Workstream 1, the any new recommendations, there's really two aspects to it. One is, are there any new recommendations as follow-ons to the work that ATRT 1 did? In other words, ATRT 1 did work on the GAC board relationship. If it was insufficient or something needed to be done, it's clear that that work stream should be coming up with those recommendations. It's not as clear to me that it's that work stream's responsibility to look at the areas that ATRT 1 really didn't touch or didn't touch in substance. So we may want to divide those and segregate the ones that are not follow-on recommendations to ATRT 1, but new issues.
Right, but I think it's all organized under paragraph 9. You've got, I think, 5 specifications in subparagraphs A through E, and it seems like you would have a group that would look at the GAC, both in terms of recommendations that were made, recommendations that could have been made but weren't, and then totally new issues that weren't on the table. And I think I would apply that right down the road to all 5 of those paragraphs, as opposed to dividing them up and say, well, one group should look at all 5
subparagraphs in terms of what was recommended, and a different group should look at them in terms of what wasn't covered. It makes more sense to me to do this horizontally, not vertically.
Okay, I can live with it. I'm just worried that, again, all the focus ends up being on refining what was done the first time and not the parts that were missing. As long as we ultimately catch them and the work gets balanced among the people, I have no real problem.
Yeah, and not just what things that were missing 3 years ago, but new stuff that wasn't even on the table 3 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
Brian, one quick question from Jørgen, Denmark.
Yes, Jørgen.
On top of what Larry has just said, I take it that my points on GAC operations and legitimacy issues will be covered by WorkStream 1.
It would be.
Good.
Yes. Yes, it would. Both the prior recommendations and new aspects, as Larry said. Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
I mean, Brian, I almost wonder whether, if you're going to break this up more, it's almost as if there are five work streams that consist your work stream one, and then a separate work stream on looking at who is, and another work stream looking at security and stability. And, you know, that's pretty much how we had it broken out 3 years ago in terms of having a group that looked at each of the subparagraphs of paragraph 9.1.
We did. We had sub working teams, if you will, across A through E. And again, this was just a straw man organizing thought. What I had in mind was the notion that, boy, if we create work stream 5, 6, and 7, given the limited or finite resources we have in terms of people, we might get stretched. But if we're coming to a consensus where we agree work stream 1, 2, 3, as we've discussed, and work stream 4, I think breaking down, if you're suggesting separate work teams on A through E, is something we could do given our resources.
Yeah, because as this is sketched out here now, work stream 1 is, as compared to work stream 2 and 3, is probably more than triple the work of 2 and 3 combined in terms of what we have to do.
It's dense, and I also take Carlos's point, too, about in terms of resources wanting a healthy balance on the new part of our recommendations. Fiona, too, I saw your hand up. Would you like to jump in, please?
I think that has already been addressed, because I'm going to propose that we have work streams that are based on A, B, C, D, and E of 9.1, and as it's already been said, so I think I'm okay with that.
Okay. So I'm not hearing any suggestions for additional work, new work streams beyond 1, 2, 3, and 4 that are on the screen. At this point, I would like to ask for volunteers, and I'm not going to ask for volunteers for 9.1A and 9.1B and 9.1C separately, but just for ATRT1. Could we get that section of the AOC up on the screen just so volunteers can see where the issues that they are interested in are lie and be certain they're volunteering for what they want to volunteer for? There we go. And if you could scroll up a little bit so we can capture. A is assessing and improving.
It's not synced. We can all scroll for ourselves.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So A is assessing and improving the ICANN Board of Directors governance. B is assessing the role and effectiveness of the GAC and its interaction with the board. C is continually assessing and improving processes by which ICANN receives public input. D is continually assessing the extent to which ICANN decisions are embraced, supported, and accepted by the public and the internet community. And E is assessing the policy development process to facilitate, enhance cross-community deliberations and effective and timely policy development. So at this time, I'd like to get some volunteers for 9.1 ATRT1 review. Carlos? Thank you, Carlos.
This is Larry. I'll go on there. In fact, I would actually propose every one of us how to take at least some piece of work stream number one.
Not a bad idea.
Jan speaking. I can support Larry. I'll be on that as well.
Thank you, Larry.
Brian, it's Alan. Larry just in sort of referred in a sideways way to the question I was going to ask of, are we presuming that everyone will be in one work stream, or are we, you know, double duty-ing? And I would support what Larry said, that everyone should take some part of work stream one. Maybe only work stream one if it's a heavy part, or maybe work stream one, you know, an aspect of work stream one plus one of the others.
I agree with that. I think, for example, Alan, you've shown an interest in the policy development process, which is E. If that's the specific work stream you were to volunteer for, that would be welcome. And I would ask everybody, since we have three other work streams, to think carefully about volunteering for the other work streams as well. We're going to need all hands on deck across all these work streams. So let's take Larry's suggestion, unless I hear an objection, that everyone on the review team will be taking a piece of 9.1. Let's ask for volunteers for work stream 2, which is a review of ICANN's implementation of the Security and Stability and Resiliency Review Team's recommendations. Do I have volunteers
Brian,
for that?
Brian, it's Alan. One more question. Can we presume that each of these work streams, as they work, will not be working completely in silos, but the other people on the overall ATRT will have an opportunity to see what they're doing and commenting if they have some input?
We can certainly create that dynamic, and that's a healthy dynamic. We don't want to have any, discord in terms of ultimate recommendations. I can tell you, though, Alan, from the first time around, the work within each of those paragraphs does get very focused, and there is a kind of natural separation of the issues, but we will strive to make sure there's dynamic so that the developing work is seen by all with the opportunity to be...
Does this less need to feel you have to be part of the team if you know you'll get a chance to comment as you go along?
Yeah, we definitely will have sessions where the work in progress is surfaced to the group with the opportunity for input.
Thank you.
Okay. Any volunteers for security stability, the SSR review team recommendations? You can raise your hand or type your name in. Not seeing any volunteers.
David Conrad, Santa.
Oh, thank you, David. There it is. Okay. I thought you might go for that. Do we have another person or two to assist with David? This is certainly not a one-person job.
Demi put his name down for two in the chat.
Who did, Aubrey?
Demi did in the chat.
Okay, so David and Demi. I'll take a third now, or I'll take a third after someone has a chance to reflect. But based on experience, I think three hands is something of a minimum number.
Olivia has his hand up in the thingy. Oh. I don't know if he wants to talk or volunteer.
Is that a volunteer, Olivier?
Brian, it's Olivier for the transcript. I hesitate to volunteer for that due to the fact that I don't know much about the SSR's work, apart from just reading some of their reports. But seeing that there is very little other interest, I do have some technical knowledge, so if I can be of help, I would lend my hand into it.
So I'll take that as a qualified volunteer, but I'm going to take that, Olivier.
It may be yes. I need to read it, but yeah, I'm dipping my toes.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. Workstream 3. the Who Is review team's recommendations. Volunteers.
Brian, this is Alice.
Yes.
I believe Michael wanted to volunteer for that work stream.
You're right. He did.
Yes. His email.
He indicated that in his email. All right, so I've got Michael. Anybody else?
I'm not sure how it's Alan. I'm not sure how much thin I can divide my time, but I certainly have an interest in it.
Okay. I'm taking names down, even if people qualify their participation. Thank you, Alan.
Steve Conroy.
Ah, Stephen.
How are you? Well, I'm following the way online.
Great.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Raising your hand for Who Is?
Yes.
A brave soul. Thank you very much. Well, we've got the three, and I obviously after the call, anybody who, upon reflection, wants to volunteer, please put your names forward, but I want to at least walk away with three in each work stream.
Brian, given that Who is very much a work in progress, I don't think the workload is going to be really heavy for that one. We just don't have the tools to judge a lot of what was done.
I'm tempted to say famous last words, but I won't. thank you, Alan. Workstream 4. Do I have any volunteers for Workstream 4?
I put my name in it. This is Aubrey.
Thank you, Aubrey.
This is Larry. I'm interested in this along the lines of the note I sent out after you sent this list out this evening, which is I do think there has to be some kind of general look at the process ICANN has followed with respect to processing all three of these reports. And I think it's separate from looking at how they handled any individual recommendation, but just how they approached the task. So if that's within four, I'm certainly interested in contributing to that.
Thank you, Larry. Anybody else? I'd like to get the trifecta. Do I have a third volunteer? And just because I'm not raising... Yes, please.
I'd certainly like to see an Australian on that one.
That was a suggestion, not pressure, Stephen. And just because I'm not raising my hand, I'll certainly participate in some of these work streams, but I'd like to see where the members come out on this. Do I hear a third on Workstream 4?
Steve Conroy happened to be on 4, just depending on whether there's other people who want to be on it or not. I'm happy to have a look at both of them, depending what other people are interested in.
All right. Well, Stephen, I'll lend my name to 4 to give you that security blanket that you're looking for.
Also, two more names. Two more hands up. David has his hand up, as does Fiona, too.
Okay. David, first with David, is that a question or is that a volunteer for Workstream 4?
It's sort of both. I do volunteer to help out on 4 with modulo the fact that I've committed to 2 as well. But also I noticed that Carlos has made several comments within the chat. I don't know if you wanted to raise those verbally.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry. I got off of the regular chat. Here we go. Carlos, Workstream 4 should be better specified or subdivided. The point's well taken. All I can say, though, Carlos, is that that is verbatim the language out of the AOC. There are certainly three discrete questions at the end of it, whether it's acting transparently on the one hand, whether it's accountable for decision-making on the other, whether it's acting in the public interest, which all have unique characteristics that lend to unique treatment. I think at this point in time, I'd like to just get the volunteers for the work stream and then allow them to do some further analysis about how the work could be broken out, as you might suggest, if that's okay.
And since then, Fiona also volunteered. So we have a big crew there.
Yeah, Fiona, was that a volunteer for Workstream 4, just to be clear?
Yeah, she wrote it.
Okay, great. Okay, and we've got Carlos, and then all right, now it's a party. We have Avery, Larry, Stephen, Fiona, Carlos, and myself. Very good.
You've got
very
hands
good.
From Olivier and Fiona too.
And Olivier, and I just called up Fiona. Okay, we are well stocked on Workstream 4 and Workstream 1. Very good. Anybody else after the call, please feel free to, upon reflection, upon review of the specifics of 9.1A through E or any of the other work streams, to put forward yourself as a volunteer. And we'll make a note on this end. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, thank you all. We've got about 15 minutes left. I'd like to close out this item and move to the Beijing agenda. Are there any last thoughts, comments, or suggestions on this item, the work streams? Okay, hearing none, can we move to the Beijing agenda? And you saw in the document that will come up momentarily, I'm sure. I did not break this out to day one, day two. This was just at the time of best efforts stock taking of the things that we should be doing when we're in Beijing. So let me start with the first question. What did I miss?
Jan speaking, Brian.
Yes, Jürgen.
As I asked previously, I think that it would be worthwhile adding an agenda item on whether there are specific needs for submitting a questionnaire to governments in parallel with the questionnaires submitted to the ICANN community.
If you would agree to a slight modification, that we title it outreach and with a focus on governments, as you say, and if you're happy to provide a suggestion as to how we build that sentence. Yes. But I think outreach more broadly is a part of that as well.
And that is agenda item, which item would that be? That would be a new item, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good. We don't have an outreach
yes.
agenda item, don't, do we?
No, we don't. Alice, if you could add a new item, outreach, and specific to governments is a follow-on piece, so we capture both.
Okay. Yeah. I think general outreach is in agenda item 10, but I can always specify that.
If possible, I think it would be worthwhile considering having a specific outreach to governments item.
Okay.
Any other suggestions? Fiona? Fiona? Can't hear you on this end. Are you on mute, perhaps?
Please hold as we connect your call. Please hold as we connect your call.
Okay, while we're waiting for, I think, Fiona to connect, anybody else? Items to add, something we missed?
Brian, this is Alice. Just a comment that in LA, someone asked that items important for GAC members be identified as well. So I just want to remind you of this.
What was the point again?
That the team should identify items that are important for GAC members, because I think GAC members need to go into sessions on Friday and Saturday, so just to make sure that they're present whenever it's important for them.
Oh, that is effectively managing the GAC members' participation in the ATRT to deliberations?
Yes, in Beijing.
Okay. Okay, so we will have to structure... look at the agenda and think carefully about how we structure the items in sequence and make sure we have the fullest potential participation. And we also, someone else earlier in the call noted that there was, I think it was Fiona from the Department of Commerce, Heather is arranging for an interaction between GAC members on the ATRT2 and the GAC. Is that correct?
Yes, Deanna. I almost looked at the agenda, but it was on the agenda for sure last time I looked at it.
Okay, so that's another item, Alice. But we'll know for sure they're out of the room then. Okay, any additionals, any adds to the agenda here?
Well, this is Larry. I had two questions, I guess. One is, I think it would be nice, although I don't think we can do it on the 5th or 6th, to schedule some time, if possible, with members of the other two review teams. And I don't know when and how we might be able to do that. It's probably got to be done on the margins of other meetings, but it would be good to be able to meet with some critical mass of each of those groups just to kind of get a sense of their experiences. That's number one. Number two, I see that there is a scheduled staff update, but only to talk about the security and stability team implementation. I come back to the set of questions that I had proposed before we went to California, which were proposed too close to that meeting in order to have staff be able to answer any of them. But I was just wondering if there was any opportunity to go back and hear answers to some of those questions in Beijing, or if we need to schedule further time on that when we get back from China.
Thanks, Larry. I think that's for Denise. Denise, if you recall, Larry had sent an email prior to the meeting in L.A., and I think we put his questions in the email up on the screen, that were requests to the staff to answer as they made presentations on the implementation of the respective review team's recommendations. Do you think we have enough lead time? SSR, because we ran out of time, wasn't able to present in Los Angeles. Could we have SSR Rep. Patrick Jones respond to Larry's questions as part of his presentation during the Beijing meeting?
Alice is trying to arrange Patrick's participation and can ask him about those questions as well. And in terms of those questions as they relate to all the different review teams, implementation of some of the recommendations, particularly many of the recommendations on the ATRT-1 involved, many were board-driven, many were DAC-driven. Staff was wholly responsible for some and in a supporting role on others. And so when the questions asked, did he or she do this or that, it's directing a question to a person when it's on some of the recommendations that the board, the GAC, sometimes the non-com, and sometimes staff or a particular staff person. So, keep in mind that many of these implementation efforts are a collaboration, and so getting a group response on specific recommendations will, just requires a little lead time. And you can certainly get, some initial staff insights on those questions for the various reviews, depending on how in-depth you'd like to go.
That's an excellent observation, Denise. I think to the extent that Patrick can answer or integrate in his answers the responses to Larry's questions would be very welcome. But you raise a great point about the fact that there are a number of people at work on any of these items internally, and really the review team would love to hear from them their answers to those questions. And that obviously would take some more lead time, but it's a very good observation. It's an important one. And let's see that we can put together, a thoughtful and reasonable and enough lead time, outreach of questions. And if you want to help identify the folks who can provide those answers, let's start to work on that as a work stream. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it'll be a little easier with SSR as a majority of those recommendations focused on activities that were pretty much wholly within staff purview, with a few exceptions. So Alice will let you know after she's connected with Patrick.
Great. Very good suggestion. Thank you.
And I would just say, as it's the one who kind of put those questions together, nobody should get too hung up on the he-she type thing. It was much more just the construction of a question. I think what's really important is that the that this team gets feedback from ICANN in terms of what issues were created by the way in which the review teams presented their recommendations. I mean, we heard, I think, both Bobby and Steve make mention of the implementability of the recommendations. I think getting that feedback will help this team make sure that they're putting things forward that take into consideration the issues ICANN board and staff had working their way through what had been proposed before.
Absolutely, yes.
And if I can add to that, not just the backward look, as Larry framed it, but also as this team does its work going forward in the process, that we want to have a regular dynamic where we're pulling from staff, whether it's those like yourself, Denise, who are staffing the work or into the organization. This needs to be an important point that we think through as we build the recommendations, so let's make that a part of our work. Okay, anything else to add? Alice, did you capture Larry's ad, which was meeting with the members of the review teams?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and I'm happy to see on the chat that Cheryl Langdon Orr is noting that she is some of the ATRT1 people will be able to meet with us at the end of our Saturday agenda. That's good news. One question there. Larry, I assume that you're envisioning members of the former review teams coming to meet with the entire ATR2, not ATRT2 members who are focused on a specific review team meeting with them separately. Or is that something you're contemplating?
Well, I think it'd be great for as many of us who are able, given all the other demands on the schedule, to meet with the members of the other two review teams. But I harbor no illusions that we'll get everybody. But I think certainly everybody should be given the opportunity to participate, yes, as opposed to subdividing it now. It may be that later on in the work stream that the group focusing on who is may want to reach out to the review team again. But I think just as an initial conversation at a fairly general level, it would be great to have everybody involved if they can.
Okay. Denise and Alice, if you would take up the task of setting up an outreach email to the members of the review teams and making the invitation to them to come and speak with us, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other additions to the proposed agenda in Beijing?
Ryan, it's Alan.
Yes, Alan.
Before we leave, with respect to item 4A, could we have an update on where that is? I know out of Los Angeles we had some illusions we were going to have that completed in the next week, at least the chairs and the vice chairs, but as far as I know, I haven't been involved in any of that task, and I haven't seen any emails on it. So where do we stand, and what are we going to be doing with it?
It is to be completed. And I will circle back with all three of you
okay.
So we have deliverable before we get to Beijing.
Okay. I just point out it's some of us are leaving a week from now, and there's a holiday weekend in the middle for some people.
Understood.
We have lots of
food. Okay. I think we have a fair amount of work that we need to do in Beijing. I will go about the business with Alice of structuring this across the 2 days. We may or may not use up all the 2 days. We will be thoughtful about GAC representatives and making sure that they have the maximum amount of participation in the ATRT2's agenda, given the demands on their time as well. Is there any other consideration on the substantive agenda? I don't see any hands. Okay. I also will be making sure that we have some dinner arrangements for the entire team. Please hold your Friday and Saturday night, if you can, for right now. I think it would be a good idea for us to get together offline socially and begin the work in earnest. Anything else before we close? Any other business?
Brian, it's Alan. perhaps we can do a quick survey and see when people are arriving. From my perspective, Thursday night and Friday night would be better for dinners and leave Saturday night open because that's really the beginning of the week for many of us. I don't know how practical that is based on when people are arriving.
Could I ask everybody on the team to please send an email to the list indicating when you're going to get in town so we can get a sense of having a dinner where the entire team is present if possible?
This is Aubrey.
Aubrey, yes.
Yeah, two things. One, I think a quick doodle poll on that would be great. I have another thing. I sent an email to the list, but the NCSG, the Non-Commercial Stakeholder Group, has already extended an invitation to as many of us as are in town on Tuesday afternoon during the constituency meetings to find a time and come in and talk to them. Not necessarily a formal thing, not necessarily all, but they've asked me to sort of extend the invitation and see if we can find a time slot between 1:30 and 3:30 on Tuesday when a bunch of us can show. Thanks.
Great. And if you could just follow up with Alice on that specifically, Aubrey, that'd be great.
Okay, thanks.
Denise.
Yes, I just wanted to virtually introduce all the APRT team members to Larissa Gernick, who will be transitioning into working with all of the and guiding all of the review work at ICANN, and in particular being a substantive liaison to the APRT too. She's on the call, and fingers crossed she gets her visa, and will be also joining you in Beijing, so you get to meet her in person, and I'll send you some more information and her contact information online.
Terrific. Thank you, and welcome, Larissa.
Thank
Looking
you very
forward
much.
To working with you. Thank you. Any other items before we close? Okay, hearing none, thank you all very much, especially those of you who are up at godforsaken hours. Thank you very much. We'll see you in Beijing.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Travel well.
Thank you, Brian. Bye-bye.
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 Thanks, everyone. Bye.